in the Shakra of Italian Gemara. Recorded? Okay. Three diukim in the Shakra of Italian of the Gemara. Diuk number one. Why did the Gemara not mention Rav Huna's name right away?
You have to agree with all these.
No, you don't have to agree. Just write it. Diuk number two.
What's you have to agree with them. Just write.
Diuk number one.
Diuk number two.
Number two.
Why did say that?
You're doing just fine.
What?
Why does the Gemara not mention Rav Huna right away when it says Lamut Dechupa?
Number two, why does it say?
One second. Very good. Number two, why does the Gemara mention that Rav Huna learns it from a Kavah Chomer? At this point, it's not really no gal where he learns it from. It's not. That's not the sugya. So why even mention the words Mekal V'Chomer? That's diuk number two.
Four.
And number three is more of like a kasha. Yeah, we'll get to the Rashi.
It could be three or four.
Number three is
how many?
No? Well, meaning, what's the kasha? Number three is more of a...
Leave, not every morning. Or coming.
Yeah, number three, kasha number three, dia kasha, whatever. Number three is that if the Gemara was bothered that minyana, the minyan in the Mishnah, can't be memay tchupa according to Rav Huna, and it's answering that instead of being memay tchupa, it's being memay tchalip, and that's what it's answering in order to defend, you know, in order to answer for Shitas Rav Huna, haray, it still says three in the Mishnah, so three is memay four. So it's still a Mar Tchupa according to Rav Huna. You didn't help Rav Huna in the Teretz. How does the Teretz of the Gemara help Rav Huna? That's kasha number three. Okay.
You want it?
The first two diukim, I guess you would say by themselves, you wouldn't change the world because of them, but they. Once you hear what we're going to say, it fits in very nicely. Okay? Now, that's three kashas on the Gemara. There's also two kashas on Rashi. Yeah, you have to have a notebook and a... Two kashas on Rashi. One is, why does Rashi say that we're talking about Masra Avil L'Chupa? Why couldn't Rashi just learn we're talking about a regular Vaygeret? Was not in her father's rishos, was makabel the condition on her own. You done already?
Yeah, tomorrow, next week, Shlomo's going to come with the secretary.
Two guys on Rashi. One is, why did Rashi have to chop onto a case of Aviha Masra L'chopo? I should say, it's a regular case of condition. Aviha Masra means she's below the age of 12 and a half. It means she's a... either a katana or a naira. Just say she's a bagera. She's 12 and a half. She's in her own mishutz. She takes the kedushin. What's the problem? It's kasha number one in Rashi. And kasha number two in Rashi is, why does Rashi say here that the chuppah is doing the kedushin, whereas Rashi on Hey Midbeis and Shitas Rav Huna is mashma, not that the chuppah accomplishes the kedushin, but that the chuppah has a koyach to skip the stage of kedushin and go straight to nisua? No, it's a stira in Rashi. What is chuppah kind of, what does chuppah mean in our sugya? That the chuppah is the kedushin, or that the chuppah skips the kedushin? Which one is it? That's not the same thing, right? So why does Rashi say one over here and the other one over there? Now I have something to show your grandkids. And that face says it skips it. If chuppah will work, believe what is after the Rashi kedushin. Believe kedushin. You don't need it. Below everything. Here he's saying it's l'shem everything. L'shem kedushin. No. Why is he writing this down?
I don't have a pen and paper.
You do too.
It's his pen.
Okay. Debbie, you got it? You have five. Right. Well, he wrote it. Okay, now. Basically, what's the teretz? These are the kashers. What's the teretz? The teretz is a zoi. The teretz starts with the Shari Chaim that we saw. It answers all five.
Shut up and listen.
Well, we're starting with the Shari Chaim, and then we're going to move on to the Rosh Hashiva. Shari Chaim came to answer question number four, which is the first Kasha and Rashi. That's what he was coming to answer. Based on what he says there, we're going to build on that and answer the rest. Okay? What does he say? He says that the reason Rashi had to chap on to a case of Masra Aviho, who remembers why? No? Who remembers why?
Masra Aviho? It's only case according to Avuna. The case according to Avuna bypasses the time to get our Mishnah.
No, you're answering the wrong question. What about that?
Bring your wife in for
Oh. So he says, Shari Chaim explains the kits, and the truth is, to do it justice, you have to summarize it more extensively. But now we're doing the summary of the summary, okay? Shari Chaim explains that according to the Shitas Rishonim, that Chuppah is Yichud, and not like the other Rishonim who hold that Chuppah is Achnosel Rishusoi. Lefi those Rishonim, it's impossible to use chuppah to make a kinyan. Why? Because achnasa l'rishusoi can't be considered a kinyan for an isha who's really b'shus atzma. Achnasa l'rishusoi can't function as a kinyan for somebody. If Nasa Bershusa means I'm showing my bailus by bringing him into my Rishus, and if they're free to come and go as they please, it doesn't show any bailus. It's not called the kingdom of Nasa Bershusa.
It's masculine.
No, but masculine.
Free to come and go.
It doesn't mean anything. You walk in the door, you walk out the door. Nasa Bershusa has to be a meaningful act. To make a kingdom. The kingdom of Nasa Bershusa is to show bailus. So now. Yeah, we're by the summary stage now. We had time to fight. We fought about this already before. We can't fight about it again now. Now we're just summarizing. Yeah. Okay. So now, I told you already the answer. So now, what? Ah. So lefi them, right? And that's why they hold. What is chuppah? Yichud. What's yichud? Hanogas yishus. It's not a kinyan at all. It's hanogas yishus. Period. It's not a kinyan. So according to them, how in the world can the Gemara say that chuppah works as kedushin? Hooray! Kedushin's a kinyan. How can that not? How can you have a chuppah working as kedushin? Kedushin's a kinyan, and chuppah's got nothing to do with kinyan because the achnasul v'shusoi doesn't show anything. Yeah. According to those Rishonim, they were talking about a type of Kedushin that the Achnasul of Rishusai does show something. Which means we must be talking about an Av that was Masra as Bito in the Kedushin. Because then we're talking about a girl that's not Rishus Atzma. She's not Rishus Atzma. The father is a Koyach to give her where he wants to give her. And Mamela, the Achnasul of Rishusai, could be called the Kenyan now.
How?
Because she's a Ketana. The whole problem is the reason these Rishonim hold Chuppah can't be Achnas of Rishusai, Chuppah can't be in Kenyan, is because they hold Achnas of Rishusai doesn't show anything, because she's Rishus herself. But if you have a case of Masra Via, then already it could be that the Achnas of Rishusai itself actually creates a Kenyan. And now you can learn that it works for Kedushin. The whole problem was, going to those Rishonim, Chuppah can't work for Kedushin. Kedushin's a Kenyan. And they hold there ain't no Kenyan over here. How in the world can you have such a thing as Chuppah working for Kedushin? There it is, Aviyah Shemasra. That's what he says. That's what the Chaim Shmuel Leibowitz says. So, in Reb Chaim, he's not the machalik between Rav Huna and our Gemara. It's all one thing. So it comes along Rebbe Amiri, and he says like this. He says, okay, we're taking Rav Chaim's Vart, but what we're saying is that Vart, and that's Pshat and Rashi by us, that answered question number 4. But what we're being mechadish, this is the Ikar Chiddush being mechadish, the Ikar Chiddush being mechadish, that is true in our Gemara, but it's not true in Rav Huna. Meaning. I was going to let you do this on your own the whole time, but if you want to do it the quick way with me, then... It's Gavala. This Mamish Mesius never Shakari. If you get Yisurin through learning, then you're Yoytze Yisurin, not to get in other ways. Yeah, so that's what Shlomo's doing right now. Oh, meaning like this. Rashi learned, very good. Rashi learned, like he says in Daf Hey, that the Kavachoymer of Rav Huna is a Kavachoymer which says, not that Chuppah works as Kedushin, but rather that Chuppah is beyond Kedushin. It skips Kedushin. That's the Pshat from Rav Huna and Daf Hey. Fine. Except now, you look at our Gemara, and our Gemara says, the minion of the Reisha is coming to the Mamayit Chuppah. So, what is our Mishnah is talking about? Kinyani Kedushin. Our Mishnah is talking about Kinyani Kedushin. So when the Gemara says the Mutei Chuppah, it can't mean Rav Huna's Chuppah, because that's not a Kinyan. That's skipping the level of Kinyan. Here it's talking about Kinyan Kedushin. So if you're going to be Mamayit in Kinyani Kedushin, it has to be being Mamayit something which is equivalent to the things in the Mishnah. So the Mutei Chuppah Rashi understood, like Rav Chaim said, it's Mamayit using the Chuppah for Kedushin. Emes. Except what? That's not Rav Huna's Chuppah. Meaning, until now we understood the whole Havamina of Chuppah is Rav Huna. Now we Mechadish know. The Havamina of the Gemara is coming Lafuke from has nothing to do with Rav Huna. The Havamina of the Gemara is coming to tell you Lafuke from. The Havamina that the Mishnah is telling you, which is not true, is Chuppah, the Shein Kedushin. It's not Rav Huna's Chuppah.
Okay. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So now we've answered the second Kasha in Rashi, that the Rashi says something different over there than he says over here. Over there it's Rav Huna. Rav Huna is talking about Chuppah skipping the level of Kiddushin. Over here, by the words Lemutei Chuppah, it's talking about Chuppah L'Shein Kiddushin. We've answered the other Kasha in Rashi. So how do you follow that? Now how do we answer the three Diyukim in the Gemara? Very good. After the Gemara says Lemutei Chuppah, that the Mishnah is coming to the Ma'id Chuppah L'Shein Kiddushin. On that the Gemara has a Kasha. And according to Rav Huna, who says that Chuppah works by skipping the level of Kiddushin, right? Which he learns from a Kal v'Chomer. So we've answered both of the first two Diyukim of the Gemara. It doesn't mention Rav Huna right away because it's a different Chuppah. And it does mention the words Kal v'Chomer, because the Gemara wants to show me that it's a different Chuppah. The Kal v'Chomer Rav Huna that he learned out in Davei, that Chuppah jumps Kedushin, not the Lemutei Chuppah from one line ago. That's why the Gemara is madgish the words Mei Kal v'Chomer. And so what's the Gemara asking then? The Gemara is asking, it can't be... I'm going way too fast, right? The Gemara is asking, it can't be that the number Shalosh in the Mishnah is being Mamayit Chuppah L'Shein Kedushin, according to Rav Huna, who holds that Chuppah is greater than Kedushin. If Chuppah accomplishes even more than Kedushin, it can't be that that's the Mishnah coming to show you it doesn't work there. Yeah, it doesn't work for step one, but it works even better than step one. That doesn't make sense that that's what it's coming to be Mamayit. That's what the Gemara's Kasha was. You follow? So to that, the Gemara answers, you're right. The word shalish is coming to the ma'at chalipin. I'll give you a minute before we tie up the last kasha. So we ask. What do you mean? It still says shalosh. So if shalosh tells you not arba, so Rav Huna is still in trouble. We didn't help Rav Huna. That's what we asked. That was kasha number 3 in the Gemara. Teretz's name, because we just got through saying that the shalosh in the Mishnah is not misyaches to Rav Huna. That's the pshat. It's not that it's not. We learned. Let me just parenthetically. We learned before. We learned originally in the Gemara. It says might chuppah. But Rav Huna says chuppah. Can't be might chuppah. Oh, it's might chalipin. Okay, but it's still might chuppah. But now we're saying no. The Gemara's kasha was not that Rav Huna says chuppah. Rav Huna says chuppah is something above and beyond. That's what we're saying. Pshat is in the Gemara. So the shalosh can't be mamayt that. What is mamayt? Chalipin. So we asked, I might chuppah too? No, it's not. Because again, chuppah is above the Mishnah. Chuppah is something which works without stage one of Kiddushin. So the shalosh, even the maskon, the shalosh is not being mamayt that. Yeah, contra Buddha we're talking about. So the shalosh is not being mamayt that. The shalosh must be being mamayt for the elosh, which is chalipin.
Not according to Rav
Huna. So it answers up all the kashas.
Not according to Rav Huna.
Yeah, in a Kanami, yeah. Which works out very good, because that's what we asked before. If the word shalosh should be mamayt other things for Kedushin, it's mamayt everything. So that's right. Without Rav Huna, you'd say it's mamayt chuppah and chalipin. All right, so why chop off the chuppah as opposed to chalipin? L'chor, because chuppah was a closer habimidah than chalipin was. It's a bigger chiddush than mamayt, but in a Kanami. That's what come out. Yeah, it's mamayt chalipin too. Gevaldik! You writing Gevaldik? Very good. Shkoyev. Everybody, that's very impressive.
Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi talked about when he came he didn't hit on Rapunah.
That's right, that's what we're saying. That's right.
Not a Rapunah. He could have said a Rapunah also.
That's right. That's what being Medayik. Meaning the Shari Chaim.
He also uses the word Mekudesha for the Kupah, and Rapunah talks about a king. Typical.
Okay.
No, it goes along the line that
we're not talking about Kedushin. Is that about Kedushin? Right. So that's it. So Shari Chaim came to explain, Rav Rashi said, Aviyah Masra, the Shari Chaim was talking about Rav Huna the whole time. We're saying everything Shari Chaim said is true, but not in Rav Huna, just in the words of the Chuppah. The words of the Chuppah, at least in Shitas Rashi, this doesn't have to be true. You know, In Shita's Tosis Riazokin, what we're saying is not true because he holds. Yeah, in Shita's Tosis Riazokin, it's Mamash at the Shari Chaim. Because in Shita's Tosis Riazokin, he says in both places that the Kiddush in both places, here and on Dafei, that the Chup is coming for Kiddush. We're only saying this because of Erdiak and Rashi, and Rashi seems to change it. In Toys V'Azokin, this isn't true. You following me? The Shari Chaim started talking about the Toys V'Azokin. Toys V'Azokin, this chilik isn't true. He keeps it the same in both places. Alright, what about our Diyukim? Okay, so he'll work out our Diyukim. You follow? The Diyukim are really here, the Kashas and the Gemara support this Mahalik and Rashi who seems to be changing the case here from the case there. But Tosfos Yazokin says it's the same case in most places. He's saying it's L'shem Kedushin. L'shem Kedushin. No, by us he says the muscle of Chuppah Shem Kedushin. And on Hamid Beis he also says Chuppah, he says Shem Kedushin. So in him, in Tosfos Yazokin, it's not true. You're not Mechalik. The Torah is Kedushin, yeah. On Hamid Beis he says, Koinakan, the Torah is Kedushin. Okay. I mean, Samala, it's because of Rashi that we said this. It's not the... Yeah, on every basis. So it's by different basis of Koine Khan.
I mean,
the Torah's condition doesn't have to mean.
I'm trying to figure out what that. I want
okay.
That.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm saying, like, what does that mean, the super kopa?
Sounds like it actually means the lay everything. You don't need Erisin first. Normally, you need Erisin first.
That's
the normal halacha. Yeah, Erisin Kedush. Erisin equals Kedush.
What should they change? The Kedush on the Torah?
Bigger, I don't know, but Rabuna, no, Rabuna's Kiddush is the Chuppah. No, normally, you need both. Rabuna's the Mechadish, which they are going to Rabuna, not Rabuna.
Yeah, but the Mishnah's not talking about Erisin.
The Mishnah's talking about Erisin.
Kesef Shnaim B is Erisin.
Erisin is the same as Kiddush. Now, you'll see when you get to that. What I said now is the Yukum we're saying here because of the Gemara here. But the truth is, when you get to that Vayamid Beis, you're going to be upset at me because in that Vayamid Beis, the Gemara, yeah, let's even forget it by Vayamid Beis. The last Kakasha and everything I just said when we get to Vayamid Beis. Okay? No, because you have to know the Gemara there. You'll ask Kakasha. No, not on everything I just said. Well, yeah, whatever. You'll ask Kakash in heaven, but which we asked for Shiva also when he said it over. But he said, okay, but the Yukum is still true in this Gemara here. Something changed, you know, in heaven days, we'll see. Okay? I'll go on him. Yeah. One more thing on this sugi before we go back there. One more thing that I forgot to tie up that I want to go back to. Toysus. Something in Toysus which we left off, which I just want to go back to for a moment.
That's been here. No, the other Toysus.
Yeah. Makachmir there being a Tom. Okay. Let's pass this over one more time. I want to add something to it. And then we have to go back there after the two dots. On, Okay. It's not, we don't read the word nafsha. The loy is paid to Toya Milsa. It's not a vart in Gnai. It's just saying, Pavel Chabutu Lamakanya, the Kenyan. A Kenyan that goes, Lazar Chabutu doesn't work over here. A little bit of pay the time, but at a high time, we show him, the government keeps him and say, Ephraim, the Bebe Kesef, or the Pavel Chabutu Lamaki Kesef. That's all. The reason Khaliban doesn't work is because Kesef has to have a Puto, and this works even less than a Puto. The Maksha Shiv Shadkhila Vemach Nami Vishtar Vemachi Nami. The Maksha said maybe Khaliban should work. He's not asking maybe all the Kinyanim of Sada should work. He's not asking for Azok and Shtar and these things. Dopshita the Loigamin Kikhalas of each of the Kohen Yoni Sada. We'll never invite on the comment, Vishtar Minolan. That's why later on we needed a new Makra for Shtar. Because this Drosha has nothing to do with Shtar. The Loigamin is Sada, Ela Kesef Tabko. What happened over there was Kesef. We're not dashing all Kinyani Sada from there. We're dashing the Kinyan Kesef from there because that's what happened over there. That's all. So there was no half minute to learn any Shtar, no half minute to learn any Chazaka. But there was a half minute to learn Khalifin. Why was there a half minute to learn Khalifin? But they brought up Mechalifin El Mishom, the heavy Kain Kesef, because there was a half minute to learn Khalifin because it's similar to Kesef, the Kra. Why is it similar to Kesef? Sheyesh Pem Shava Pruto, It's similar to the kesef of the pasuk that has the shava pruta. Vaki perusha. This is what the Gemara means. Ve'emach na'am yishet tikni yishet b'chalipin. There's a hot minute to learn that we should be tikni b'chalipin. Kishet yesh b'ayzim chalipin shava pruta. Ke'ein kes, right? When there is a shava pruta there. Why? Ke'ein kes tikot. Because that's similar to the kidin kesef of the pasuk. And the Havamina to the Khalifan is that the Khalifan is more similar to a Khalifan that has a Shavaputa in it. It's more similar to Kesef than Shtar that has a Shavaputa. Why? Then so Shishma Shtar Puta. Because the Shtar doesn't have to have a Shavaputa because I'm in a Megitin, Kosol Yisrael, or Kosher. Of a Khalifan, the Shavaputa, Doim of the Kesef. But Khalifan, which is a Shavaputa, has a value to it, since there's a value to it, and you're exchanging it for value, it's similar to Kesef. And Mishana, we answer, yeah, but since it works less than Shavapruta, came into the Babaja Pruta, Imkain Ainamitam Kesef. That's a riot that it's not connected to Kenyan Kesef, it's a totally other thing, Kenyan Akaru, and therefore, we don't learn it out. Meaning, Tarsus is learning, you understand Tarsus is learning, there's only one Kenyan you learn from stay up, and that's Kesef. So the Hadmina was that Khalifin is like a sniff of Kenyan Kesef, or a shaykh to Kenyan Kesef.
Okay.
Why? Because Sekhla Soifet has a value. Kamashua, no, that since you see Kenyan Khalifan exists less than Shavapruta, that's the biggest raya that's got nothing to do with Kenyan Kesef, it's its own Kenyan altogether. And therefore, you don't learn it out, just like you don't learn anything else out from over there. You don't want to start out from there either, right? What changed having Maskana? That's a big question in Taisus. What changed having Maskana? But I want to talk about one thing. Tosfos brings a raya that the shtar could be less than Shavapruta from Kosol Yisur HaNo. Now Kosol Yisur HaNo,
unless ordinarily the
paper let, yeah, well, let me just go over what we said from Rav Chanan. Let me just go over what we said from Rav Chanan, and then you'll see what I want to use. Rav Chanan said like Rav Chanan asked the kasha. You're saying shtar is less than Shavapruta, and therefore there was no habimim to learn out shtar, but there was habimim to learn chalipin. I chalipin also works less than shavapruta. There's no difference between chalipin and shtar. They could both be more than shavapruta or less than shavapruta. So what was trying to be mechalik over here? He says chalipin is different than shtar. Why? The shtar doesn't have to have a pruta. Ain't tzarich shish for shtar pruta. Okay, they mean a begidin, because my sir, I know. I, Chalipin also doesn't have to have a what's the chilek? So what's the chilek? So Zokta Bechanan, what Tosfos means is that in a chenami, they can both be less than Shavapruta. But can Chalipin be Yisur HaNoah? No. It can't. Why? Because Chalipin has to have a value, and the Shtar doesn't have to have a value.
Good.
Why? The shtar, right? Like we said, like what Bechanan said before, the shtar is just the words, it's nothing to do with the paper. So that's the chilek in Tosfos. The point in Tosfos, meaning it's a little bit lav dafka. When Tosfos says, Ein tzarich shiyishva shtar pruta, that's not really the main point. Because what he means is, Ein tzarich shiyishva shtar pruta, and that's the value of the shtar. As opposed to chalipim, which even though it could be less than a pruta, but it has to have a value. How do I know? Because it says kosher is not kosher. So we said then, why does it have to bring the Gemara and just bring the Gemara and Daptes? It says a shtar can be written less than a Shavapruta. It says in Daptes, right? A shtar can be written less than a Shavapruta. Why does the Torah have to go to the Gemara and Gittin? We said because very good. Because from Daptes, all you see is that a shtar can be written less than a Shavapruta. That's true by Chalipin too. Tosfos wanted more than that. Tosfos wanted that you don't need value bichlal by shtar. So you had to go to Gittin to show it can be written on Yisurei HaNoah. Very good. Now here's the kasha. That much is chazor. That was chazor. You remember that? Now here's the kasha. We're going to use this Rabbi Chanan to answer up the kasha that everybody asked. Kasha is like this. Tosfos is saying clearly over here, this is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chof. Gemara says the din of Chof, a get can be written on Yisur HaNoah. There's no Gemara that says a Shtar Kedusha can be written on Yisur HaNoah. That's why Tosfos has to go to Gittin to find such a Gemara. Yeah? A Koch of Tosfos is learning that which makes sense because we'll see later on Shtar Kedusha learns out from get. A Koch of Tosfos is learning that just like a get can be written on Yisur HaNoah, Hu Hadin, a Shtar Kedushin can be written on Yisrael Noah. That's a Kiddush in Toivah. How much did it miss? You know? Oh, the alcohol, the choice, alcohol. The button get is, like the Torah says, the Nosin B'Yodo. The Nosin B'Yodo. You have to put the get into the hand. It's not in Torah's Kinyonim. It's not your Mak the Torah's Koine. Because Balkoko can't have Kinyonim. It's nothing the other. Memela, Zokta Ketois. I'm not thinking maybe on Yisrael HaNoah. It doesn't matter what it's written down. It doesn't matter that the thing has no value. It's not doing a Kinyon. You're doing a Maisa Nesina Liyodah. That's all. You follow? That's the Yisrael Ketois. Masha'en Kain, he says. Adav Nimilum. Masha'en Kain, Shtar Kedushin. Shtar Kedushin does not work by Korfach. The pshat is, you're doing a Kinyon. So the male, the Shtar Kedushin, cannot be written on Yisrael Noah. That's why there's no such a Gemara by Shtar Kedushin, only by Get. So they all ask, and they have to learn from this place. So you can still learn it out from there, but it doesn't have to have all the dinim up there. The cash is, what about Toysman?
No,
Toys is the Raya against this Avni Malone. The famous Avni Malone, the famous Toys. Yeah. He's going over there and... Yeah, it's not a sugya about Gita Vyoda Bon Ka'achas. But this, the vart he said in Yisrael Noah is a clear vart which is being mechalik in a get and a shtar kedusha. Yisrael Noah is only shaykh when it's Balkoch, it's Balkoch, it's not kinyonim. Shtar kedusha is different. Now Toysen brings the Gemara in Gitin, and Toysen is clearly applying it to shtar kedusha. To the Farisha, Toysen is not like the choice. What will we say to defend the Hilig of Toys? The Hilig of Avni Malum. Oh, good. Let's speak it out though. Lefi, we learn first is, could be. The fear we learn choices. It could be we can answer this question. Because what did the Bukharan say? The whole reason Toysus brought this thing to be Surah An-Nah. Why did Toysus bring this thing to be Surah An-Nah? Because Toysus is trying to show one thing. Toysus is trying to show why the Gemara had a half a minute to learn Khalifin, but did not have a half minute to learn Shtar. And the reason is because Khalifin is shaykh to Shavu. Khalifin is shaykh to value. Since it has shaykh to the concept of Shavu, we had a half a minute to be Madame for the Kinyan Kesef. Masha Ein Kein Shtar has no shaykh to Shavu. And Toys put it right from Get. So it could be like this. Toys doesn't mean necessarily that Shtar Kedushin works on Yisrael HaNoah. Toys could be to that Milum. Just Toys means is you see that Shtar Mihuchas HaShtar, the Shtar, right, from the vantage point of the Kinyan HaShtar, value doesn't play a role. Aye, by Shtar Kedushin, it can't be written on Yisrael HaNoah? Yeah, but that's for different reasons. That's because of Hilchas Kinyanim. In Hilchas Kinyanim, you have to make a Kinyan, it needs a value to have a Kinyan on. But we said the Shtar
Kinyanable.
It can't be Yisrael HaNoah. No, but something with Yisrael HaNoah is not Kinyanable. Whatever, yeah, right. Right, to make it, after you make a Kinyan. Even if it's not Sharaputa, but it can't be Yisrael HaNoah. It's Gevaldik. Toys is going to get out what I'm saying. Avada, the only reason get works for Yisrael HaNoah is because it's Bakor. But what you see is that the Shtar, the concept of Shtar in and of itself is not that it needs any type of Shabbos. And the only reason it can't be written in Surah An-Nah by Kedushin is that you can't make a Kenyan in Surah An-Nah. It has to be something to make a Kenyan on. That's what Avni Malum is saying. Yeah. It's a Dein in Hilchot Kenyanim, not in Hilchot Shtar. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Even the Shtar is not because of its value, but from the technical aspect of Kenyanim, you can't be like, Yisrael HaNoah is not something you can make a Kenyan on. So Mamela, like Avni Malum says, Nemela, you can't have a certain off by Kedushin. But Tais is still proving this point as to why the Gemara had no Havmina to learn out Shtar from Kesef, because Shtar from itself is not something which is Shaykh Tenisat from Shavya. How right is it? Shtar Gez, how right from Shtar Gez? The head of art. This is what the Rishi also said. To answer discussion. Yeah? The Kiddush. From the Pajj Bishan Tosis. No, because you need Kenyan. Yeah, you need Kenyan. And Kenyan can't work in the Surah, no. Because it's Kenyan. Right. Sure, could be, but even if it has some kind of... But what Tosis is saying is that the Havamina to learn out from Stei Ephraim is only something which the Fnei Atma needs to shop in. Not because of a technical reason that you can't make a kinyan without it. If they ask me, if it has no Shabbos, it's not called Kesef. If it has no Shabbos, it's not called Chalitza. But a Shtar is called Shtar without Shabbos. So it should work for Yisur HaNoah, even by condition? No, it can't, because Enuch is Kinyonim, the Kinyon won't be Chalon. So even if you want to say that that's already called Shabbos, but for a different reason. Maybe it would still fit into a Tosha.
Then you can't get
hung
over in the
Shabbos,
correct? Yeah, there's no value. Right. So what we're saying is, it's wild. What we're saying is, it's not a Kashmir Shalom at all. Toysa doesn't have to mean that I can do a Shtar Kedushin with the Surah, no. Toysa, he doesn't say it. Toysa just means that the concept of Shtar works disassociated from Shabbos. And that's enough of a raya to explain what he's trying to explain, which is that the Gemara had never had Havamina to learn out Shtar from Kesef. It's only an Havamina to learn Chalipa from Kesef. Now, can I write the Shtar Kedushin in Surah? No, it could be not. Why? Because you have to have a Kenyan, and a Kenyan can't work on something that's told us about No. Okay, but that's a separate Nakuta. That's a separate Halacha. Yeah, Halacha Lamaisa will come out the same thing, but it's not for the same reason. The Mai Nafkamina is whether I would have a Havamina to be Madame to Kesef or not. You don't even have a Shavakruta. Because inherently it's not shy of the Shabbos. Right.
Be a star. If you want to use that star, be a Kesef in some way, that'd be the story.
What do you mean? What do you mean, be a Kesef?
No, you want to develop a star in that.
Yeah, but that's Shtar. Yeah. Exactly. You hear the Shmaka. All right, we're gonna go by now. Give them the days. Wow, what? How much we lost? Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Go on.